all that. Thanks to Fairmont Homes' 50th birthday bonus bash that's on now. Visit a display village to find out more. One of the few people that was in fact counted in the census last night joins us. Eddie Betts. Good on you, Eddie.
Guys. How are you?
Well. You and Malcolm Turnbull, you both managed to get your forms in, Eddie. Well done.
No one else had any luck.
No, I thank my wife for that one.
Now, mate, we're going to talk about footy in a minute, but I reckon I should sit out the first 5 minutes of the interview so that you and Will can talk about your shared love of basketball. You must have been watching a lot of the games in the Olympics with the Boomers being on fire at the moment.
Yeah, I'm following the Boomers. They're playing really well. They play tomorrow, I think, at 7:30, so in the morning, so we have training, so I'm going to miss that one.
I got to admit, I don't know anything about basketball, and I proved it the other morning when I said on air to Will, I said, what about this Paddy Mills guy? He's like the Eddie Betts of basketball. You guys are kind of similar, aren't you?
Yeah, if you want to say so. Yeah. Well, he's a massive Crow supporter too, which is great. So, he's a great basketballer. And they play the USA tomorrow morning, so I'll be spewing that we have to train.
So what's your strategy, Eddie? Because I'm trying to work out mine. Like you, we're both at work tomorrow morning at 7:30. What are you going to do?
Call a sicko.
Nah. Oh, there's an idea. How do you feel about flying solo tomorrow?
We can't do that. We'll have to just record it and watch it when I get home.
But have you would have met Paddy Mills, because he's a Crows ambassador, isn't he?
He came to a few of our games, and we met him a few times. Yeah, so he's a fantastic dude, and... hopefully they'll get the win tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of very passionate football supporters in that team. I think Joe Ingles is a Hawthorn fan.
I think Bogut's Essendon, I think he is.
Della Vadova's a Collingwood fan.
I know. So
yeah, there's a diverse bunch of people that we have to forgive, other side from Paddy Mills.
Yeah.
Have you been getting into the Olympics beyond that as well?
I've been watching it. So when I get home, I watch, it's this weird sport. You got... the ones where they're rowing in the water, like all the rapid rafts and all that.
Yep.
And then the shooting when, what's her name, won the gold.
The girl from Victoria,
From Victoria won the gold. And the archery, handball. I watched the hockey rules the other day and the girls
they're not
lost.
Doing well.
They lost 2-1. So, I'm getting into it.
Do you have any of the guys down at the club that think they might be pretty handy at any of the Olympic sports? Any of them have junior backgrounds being any good? Talking themselves up?
Nah, I don't think so. I watched something on the Crows website where the boys talk about Rio and what they could do, and most of the boys said just the 100-meter sprint, but they'll get nowhere near it. Tom Lynch said the swimming and the archery, but he's no good at both, so...
Did you have to pick one?
Nah, I would probably say basketball.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, massive, massive win on the weekend. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was.
I know when we spoke to you last week, you said it's about the 4 points, but it was...
you were talking about percentage. You were let's get the percentage boost.
But you must have been out there thinking that, going, geez, we just got to keep piling it on.
Oh, we weren't thinking it out there. We just played our way, and then, we looked up at the scoreboard and it ended up blowing out, and I really didn't even notice the scoreboard. We were just, playing footy. And, didn't know it was 130-something points.
Have you ever played in a bigger win?
I'm not sure. I think that's probably one of the biggest ones.
It was massive. I don't remember going to a game that was had a bigger margin than that. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. No, well, it's good to be out there and play our way. I guess the positive is that we didn't really give up. We put the foot on the throat, and I think it was the week before against Essendon, we gave up in that last quarter, and they scored a few goals. So, this week we're very proud of the way we played, and for four quarters as well.
So over to Frio, over to Perth on the weekend, Ed. It's obviously been a shocking year for Frio with injuries and so forth, but they're one team, you'd never ride them off though, do you?
No, you can't ride Frio, especially over there as well. They're such a big team, and they haven't been travelling that well, but they can come out and have a free shot at us and give it all, so we can't take them lightly. We've got to go over there and play our way and hopefully get the win.
I notice, Eddie, you always bring in the coffee by the beans coffee. I know another Crows player that's regularly there alongside the captain, Tex, is Brad Crouch. There's rumours around this morning he might have signed on. He wasn't there with a pen and paper this morning, was he? He wasn't there buying his coffee, walking a bit taller. Buying one for the captain, maybe.
Where'd you hear these rumours?
There's the rumours around this morning that something might have been done. I just wonder if you might have bumped into him.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be great. Well done, Brad.
Fingers crossed. Well, Channel 7 reported it.
Channel 7 reported it last night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great then. Well done, Brad.
It'll be like the JJ rumours, which happily came true.
That's right.
A few weeks ago. Hey, there's been a few players are being managed sort of going into the business end of the season. You, and particularly, there's some real unpleasant conduct, I thought. You were getting some rougher than usual handling, particularly in the first half last week against Brisbane. You're not going to have you're not going to sit out a game between now and the end of the year, are you?
I don't think so. My body's holding up well. Because we're playing finals, there's going to be a bye before the finals.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So if you play the last three games, you get a bye anyway. So
yeah.
I was. It happens every week. You know, when every opponent I come up to, they hold, they try to get stuck into me. But every single Brisbane Lions backline player smacked me on the weekend.
Yeah, they actually seemed worse than a lot of the other teams.
I think they were told to, because I said to Big Red, I said, Red, come on, man, what are you doing? Sorry, Ed, I've got to do it.
He's taking orders.
Yeah. I said, sorry, Ed, I've got to do it.
Justin Leppard, hang your head in shame.
I said to Big Red, come on, man, I'm like 65 kilos. You're 100 and something. Leave me alone.
I tell you what, though, it didn't help him in some of the one-on-one contested marks, though.
Yeah, Tex was on fire. He leapt at everything, caught most of them. But, it was a great win and great performance by Tex and Tom Lynch down there.
What do you expect out of Freo? This time last year, we might have been talking about it as a game that's, you know...
Yep, I don't know. Really, it's unpredictable. So we just got to go over there and play our way. Put the pressure on them, get a good start early, because if they get a good start and they get some confidence going and the crowd gets going, that'll be hard to stop. So we've got to go over there and get the jump on them pretty early.
Mm.
And they got Big Sandy back too, so it's going to be tough in the midfield.
There's some weight disparity, you and Big Sandy. You'd be double your weight,
Big
I reckon.
Sandy. if the ball's on the ground, he's in trouble, but if it's in the air, I'm in trouble.
Hey, have you got a fun fact for us today, Ed, before we let you go?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I'll just get that up right now. It's about me.
good. Excellent.
You don't have to be modest.
I become the 249th player to play. No, sorry. I'm in the top 10 Indigenous players to play 249 games. So I draw level with Jeff Farmer in the spot overall.
Jeff Farmer, there's a name.
The Wiz.
Yeah, so I'm 10th overall for 10th. The most games an Indigenous player in AFL history.
Wow.
Cracked the top 10. I think Andrew McLeod's number one.
Yeah.
There's some good names in there. There's Mickey O, Gavin Wanganeen. There was Darryl White, Chris Johnson.
Yep.
Jeff Farmer. Who else was there?
A few Brownlow medalists on that list.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Adam Goods.
Yep, three Brownlow medalists there.
Yeah, that's a lot of premiership. Pretty esteemed company.
Geez, McLeod was stiff, never winning a Brownlow.
And he came second twice. Mm. He should have won. In the last game, I think he got 33 disposals.
That was the game against Frio, and he got one vote.
No, I don't think he polled any.
And, yeah, that's right.
He needed two votes to win it. And, that was...
You'd rather two Norm Smiths than two Brownlows, though, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bloody oh.
Yeah.
So if you win a Brownlow, don't win a premiership, it's...
It's not quite the same.
I could have just made it 1-1.
I don't know, you wouldn't hand back a premiership medallion. Hey, all the very best for the weekend, Ed. Keep playing the way you did, well, you have for the last few weeks, apart from the Geelong game, and it'll be a cracking result, hopefully.
Yeah, so hopefully we go over and get the win.
Good on you, Ed. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Go the Boomers.
Let's check.
Yeah. Go the Boomers, yes.